Well, hi, everybody. Latest storm system moving through the area means periods of rain today and tonight. Can't rule out a few thunderstorms. Windy today with a high temperature up to about 64. The bulk of the rain, I think, ends just after midnight, then colder, low 38. Tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny, windy, cold, high temperature in the upper 40s, low Thursday night, 30. Friday, a cold day, high temperature barely into the mid-40s with sunshine, 20s on Friday night. And then Saturday, a chilly day, high 51 with more sun. Stay on top of all these winter weather changes by getting our free weather app on your phone or tablet today with hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, radar and future radar down to the neighborhood level and more. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Dallasy, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The State Department of Education has released its failing schools list, which includes 10 Montgomery public schools. MPS officials say they expect better results next year. You can see the full list at alabamanews.net. Baldwin Middle School in Montgomery will be closed today because of a natural gas leak. MPS officials say the gas to the building has been turned off, which will impact other systems inside. Crews will be making repairs and school should be back in session on Thursday. And former Congressman Arthur Davis has announced he is running for mayor of Montgomery. Davis joins Montgomery County Commission Chair Elton Dean, who announced his candidacy earlier this month. Davis represented Alabama's 7th District for 4 terms in Congress. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and supplies, and it's a refreshing alternative to that big box store experience. Instead, 4 Healthy Pets offers high-quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods. 4 Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the USA. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University, in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. If you have any questions, you can check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets. Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
More browsing, more binging, more streaming, more savings. With WOW, you can get super fast internet for $29.99 per month when you add our most popular TV package for just $35 more per month. That's everything you need to keep everyone entertained and save more than $500. Get 100 meg internet for $29.99 per month when you add TV for just $35 more per month with the 2-year agreement. Call 1-855-WOWWAY2 or visit wowway.com to learn more. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
embarrassed to admit this, but I never knew who sang this song until moments ago. And it's not as easy to find a song in our system as you think when you don't know the author. Or the singer or the performer or whatever it is. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get it. 272-9228. Gonna treat it like a Friday, guys. Anything goes. Anything you want to say can and will be said over the air. 27. Uh-oh. Are we off the air? Why is everybody calling at once? Well, I haven't even said anything yet. Why do I have so many people on hold? We'll go to the phones early. We're going to treat this a little bit like a Friday in that I do have news to cover, but Jack Campbell is out. So if you're tuning in to hear the Jack Campbell Radio 3 hours, tune back in tomorrow. Actually, probably tune back in Friday because he's not usually here Thursdays either because he's a big television star. I'll head to the phones early. Like I said, I do have a bunch of news to cover. We will get to it. Oh, my goodness. If you were at the farmer's market yesterday, Jack Campbell knocked it out of the park. We had a good time. We had a really, really good time over there at the Farmer's Market Cafe. And I'll recap a little bit of what we said and how it was received and what other people there said as well. We treated it almost a little bit like a Friday. People sort of were able to freestyle a little bit and say whatever was on their minds. But anyway, our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. I'll be solo. I believe I'll be solo for the next 3 hours or so. A couple people I've invited in I have not yet heard back from, so I don't know whether they'll be coming in or not. It is 9 minutes after 9 o'clock. Okay, that person's gone. That's what happened. I wondered why there were people on hold so early. Usually I have to say something stupid to get the phones to light up like that. Surely I've not yet said anything stupid. I will say something stupid, yes, of course, at some point, but I haven't yet. Our number, 272-9228. One more staple. You ready? Bang, there it is. People like to point out when they can hear I'm stapling. You prepared late today. You're stapling. I know. All right. I'm gonna put together some seemingly unrelated stories, and I'm gonna tie them into something we talked about yesterday at the Farmers Market Cafe, where Jack Campbell and I spoke for I don't know half hour or so to the River Region Republican Club, one of the great Republican clubs around here. There are a lot of good ways to get involved in grassroots activism in the River Region. There's no shortage of it. There's the, it's the one that meets the first Monday of the week the first Monday of the month over at Faulkner University. I can't remember what it's called. It might also be called River Region something. I go to that club some. It's fun. They meet the first Monday of the night. They usually have a good speaker. I don't know who the current president is. Charlotte Meadows is involved over there. She was the president for a while, may still be. It's a good group. It's the Autauga, Elmore, and Montgomery clubs. They meet together. And they do a good job. This one meets at the Farmers Market Cafe once a month on Tuesday at noon. And it's also a good club. Then you have the county executive clubs, and you have those. I mean, there's lots of ways to get in the various Tea Party events, which, frankly, have fizzled away, which I predicted would happen when they lost their way. But they're good clubs. They're good clubs. Good people. I think that's the key to these good clubs, is good people. All right. Here are the three seemingly unrelated headlines from all over the world. Number one. Germany's Autobahn to lose unlimited top speed under proposed climate change legislation. So that's number one. The German Autobahn, world famous for not having any speed limits. You can get a Porsche or a BMW or a Mercedes or a Ferrari on the Autobahn, and you can hit 200 if you want, 250, whatever your car will do. Let it eat. I don't recommend it. I don't recommend going that fast. Aren't there places in Montana that are like that? You can go as fast as you want. I think there are. All right, that's headline number one. Germany's Autobahn to lose unlimited top speed under proposed climate change legislation. Here's story number two, seemingly unrelated. Watch in awe as I weave them together. Porsche is doubling production of its Tesla killer Taycan on soaring demand. This is an all-electric vehicle Porsche has made. It's a great-looking car. Kind of has a little half Boxster, half 911 feel. It's a cool-looking car. Third, seemingly unrelated story. So the first one was from Germany. The second one's about a German automobile. How about the third one? Surely it's auto or Germany related. Could not be farther from the truth, boys and girls. Here's the headline. Leeds voters, Leeds, City of Leeds, LEEDS, you know, the fat kid from Leeds, Charles Barkley, the round mound of rebound. Leeds voters resoundingly reject property tax increase. Leeds voters reject property tax increase. Porsche is doubling production of its electric sports car, and Germany's Autobahn is losing its unlimited top speed under proposed climate change legislation. What do all three of these have to do with each other? I will back up to yesterday at 12:25 when Jack Campbell and I spoke to the River Region Republican Club at the Farmers Market Cafe. The first thing we talked about was the pending gas tax increase that's coming. The pending gas tax increase. Your super majority Republican legislature, super majority in the House cannot be stopped. Super majority in the Senate cannot be stopped. Your Republican governor have all called for an increase in the gas taxes. Did they campaign on these? We just had an election. Kay Ivey was just sworn in the other day. Did she campaign on a gas tax increase? You'll remember one Robert Julian Bentley in 2014 campaigned on no new taxes, basically. I don't remember exactly what he said. Remember the billboard? Reduce waste, cut taxes, or whatever it said. No taxes, no new tax, whatever it said. And then everybody gave him a hard time. It was almost an impeachable offense. For those in the legislature that wanted to get rid of Bentley because they were given marching orders to try to get rid of Bentley, but they also had girlfriends, so they couldn't be hypocritical and call him out for that. They all went out and said, well, he lied during his campaign. He never campaigned and said he was going to raise taxes. And then the first thing he did when he took office for the second term was try to raise taxes. Therefore, he needs to be impeached. That was little E.D. Henry. That's what E.D. Henry had to say. Now felon E.D. Henry. Well, Bentley has to be impeached. He didn't run on the new taxes plan. He didn't run on, I'm going to raise taxes. And then he raised taxes. He's compromised. I had him on this program trying to go through the articles of impeachment he was planning to file that very day that were drafted, and he didn't know what was in them. I did. I knew what was in them. On the air, it was clear. I ought to pull that program now that little E.D. Henry is a felon. I ought to pull that program and replay that day because he didn't know what was in the articles of impeachment. I did. But he was reading them, driving down the road on his way to Montgomery to file them. Do you think he drafted them? Do you think he drafted them if I had seen them and he hadn't, but he was filing them? That's how it works. They were given marching orders. Take out Bentley. So we raised yesterday the gas tax issue at the Farmers Market Cafe. And my position is still, I have not yet taken a position on the gas tax. I haven't seen a gas tax bill. My hope is that the Republicans will file a bill and give us time to read it and not go changing it at the last second and giving the entire state an opportunity to digest what's in it and weigh in on it, contacting their legislators if they're not happy with what's in it. That's my hope. I know what's going to happen. It's going to be crammed down the throats of everybody. It's going to be done quickly, quietly. It's probably going to be the first thing on the agenda. And then they'll spend the rest of the session throwing up red meat to make you forget that they raised your taxes. But what I said at the Farmers Market Cafe is, if they're going to raise taxes, I want to see two things. One is, I want to see all of the money go to the state. No money go to state and local, county and city government. No money go to county and city government. Which was a little awkward, considering Doug Singleton, county commissioner, was in the audience. No money goes to county or city government. If I'm going to support this plan, and if you guys are going to support it, I will encourage you, only support it under those conditions. You can do whatever you want. It doesn't hurt my feelings if you don't agree with me. But I think it's intellectually dishonest and philosophically inconsistent and factually abhorrent. It's an abortion of a bill if you let cities and counties get revenue from something the state raises. If the city government goes out and raises your taxes, they're more accountable to you than if the state legislature goes out and raises your taxes. It's easier to vote out a city councilman. It's easier to vote out a county commissioner than it is to vote out a state legislator. Because the state legislators have the Business Council of Alabama, they've got Alpha, they've got all these other groups that are just can't get enough of this tax increase, that are going to love this tax increase, and they're going to go out and protect these state legislators. They're going to go out and give them hundreds of thousands of dollars to run for re-election. They're going to take aim and try to decapitate anybody who challenges them, good man or bad. They'll make them all sound like a big Clinton, Obama-loving Democrat, even when they're not, even when they're the most conservative person in the race. And that's what's going to happen. It's almost impossible to unseat a sitting legislator. Jack Campbell and I beat, what, five or six of them a few terms ago. That was more sitting legislators that have lost in a primary in Alabama in one term. We did it in one cycle. That was more than had lost in 20-something years combined. We did it in 1 year. It's almost impossible to unseat a sitting legislator. Almost impossible. And they know that. So there's no accountability. So they don't care if they raise your taxes. And they don't care if they take the hit for raising taxes so that your county commission and city council don't have to raise taxes. Because they're not hard to unseat. We just had a municipal election here recently, and I think three or four people lost. Out of nine. I mean, it's not very hard. You can knock on enough doors to beat a city councilman. It's hard to knock on enough doors to beat a state legislator, particularly a senator, state senator. And so the number one thing that we talked about yesterday that we want to see if they are going to raise our gas taxes is all the money go to the state. The second thing, none of it go to city and county governments. If they need money, raise your own money. The second thing is all the money needs to be earmarked for roads and bridges, or they're not going to build 1 mile of new roads. All the money will be sucked up by Medicaid and prisons and pet projects in their district and everything else. Unless it's earmarked towards roads and bridges, you're not going to see roads and bridges. And I've seen a list of the projects that are on the agenda. You know how many of them are around here? You know how many of them will benefit Montgomery County? Zero. None. Not a single one. Oh, they'll widen 84 down there in South Alabama, and they'll widen some county roads up in North Alabama. None of them are going to be around here. I don't think any of them are either in Autauga or Elmore County either. So Highway 14 in Elmore County that's a disaster and needs to be widened is not going to get widened under this. All these roads, nothing around here is going to... But you know what's going to happen? Just watch. We got a new senator, Will Barfoot. How does he vote on this? Does he demand transparency and accountability on this bill? Does he demand all the money get earmarked to go to roads and bridges? Does he demand all of it stay with the state and counties and cities can raise their own taxes if they want? Or does he fold and go with the leadership on the first important vote of his new term? We've got another senator who's done a pretty good job, Clyde Chambliss, who in the past has bucked leadership. But now he's got a leadership position. He's a floor leader up in the Alabama Senate. Does he demand transparency and accountability and openness and honesty on this bill? Does Clyde Chambliss go out there and fight so that the state keeps all the money the state's raising? And it doesn't filter down to counties and cities and that they can raise their own money? And does Clyde Chambliss go out there and say, I'm not going to floor lead anybody on a bill that's not earmarked for roads and bridges because I don't want this money being wasted on all this other stuff you guys can't seem to budget for? But here's the bigger problem with the gas tax. What do these other stories have to do with the gas tax? Germany's Autobahn to lose unlimited top speed under climate change legislation. Porsche is doubling down on its production of a new electric vehicle. And Leeds voters have resoundingly rejected a property tax increase. Guys, when given the opportunity, people don't generally like to raise their own taxes. Particularly a tax that has a decreasing, diminishing benefit annually. Like a gas tax. You know, in about 4 or 5 years, someone's going to invent a battery that works on these cars, on these electric cars. And it's going to be affordable. At some point, that's coming. Battery technology is like computer processor technology. It gets better every year. Gets faster every year. Gets longer every year. Gets better, less dangerous every year. Eventually, the price point, you remember when these big TVs came out? These big flat screen TVs? A 32-inch TV would go for $4,000. You can get a 32-inch LCD flat-screen TV right now, $300. You can get a 55-inch TV I saw the other day for like $500-$600. The 55-inch TVs, when they first came out, the 43-inch or 42-inch, whatever it was, when these flat screens first came out, $500-$600. Now they're $300-$400. Eventually, these electric cars are going to get cheaper and cheaper and cheaper, and more people are going to drive them, which means people are going to be buying less and less gasoline. which means whatever it is that the state is trying to accomplish with this gas tax is going to get less and less effective on a daily basis. Yet they're going to raise your taxes. They're going to raise your taxes. Nothing you can do to stop them. The only thing you could try to do is add some level of accountability and transparency to the process. Some level of accountability being the earmark. And try to keep as few people as possible from getting away with this. If the state keeps all the money, then they only have to raise half as much as... Like under the current proposal, they want to raise it 6 cents and give 3 cents to the cities and counties. Well, just raise it 3 cents if that's all the state needs. Let the cities and counties raise it 3 cents. We'll be back.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising encourages repeat business by enhancing the image of your business. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The 2019 Subaru Outback. It comes with road-gripping, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus 32 miles per gallon. And it helps keep your journey safe with standard EyeSight Driver Assist technology for an extra set of eyes on the road. Get financing as low as 0% on the 2019 Subaru Outback at Montgomery Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2019 Subaru Outback 2.5i models. Actual mileage may vary. EyeSight is a driver assist system that may not operate optimally under all driving conditions.
Montgomery Subaru.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses.
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out. Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 4949 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 4949. Avant.com, code 4949.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Should have gone, no one talked too loud or cried too long, except your mama's new boyfriend. He went on and on while they laid you in the ground.
All right, guys, welcome back in.
Right about then, a truck backfired and all the boys, they flinched their heads. Yeah, that shook me up, I guess. I've been home a month.
All right, Jack Campbell's out. I'm in pretty much all day. I'll be checking in and out mentally, but my body will be here. My voice will be going over the air. Number, if you want to get in and join the program, 272-9228. A couple people called during that first segment. I kind of got a little, I don't know what the right word is, a little taken away by the story, so I wasn't able to take the phone calls. But if you want to call back, 272-9228. As I mentioned, we'll treat it a little bit like a Friday in that you can bring up whatever you want. We had a good time at the Farmers Market Cafe yesterday. Here's what I learned. I learned that people are not deceived in the River Region. Not everybody. At least not the people that I saw. Not deceived in the River Region. They know what's going on. They know that Republicans are going to go in there and raise their taxes. They all were versed with it, and they'd all heard of it. Now, these are activists. These are people who get involved and go to meetings. But they were aware of what was going on. Here's the other thing I learned. Donald Trump is incredibly popular still at the activist Republican level. Incredibly popular. The first time we mentioned his name, every single head in the room started nodding in agreement. Something to the effect of, you know, Donald Trump, our president, he's under attack, he's under assault, they don't like him and they don't like you. Every single head in the room nodding in agreement. You know, when you're trying a case, you know when you've got the jury. And you know when the other side has the jury. You know, I don't know if it's a requirement in the U.S. Constitution or not. I don't recall seeing this provision. But it's possible. It could be a sub-provision of a sub-paragraph. It could have been written in that invisible ink on the back of the Declaration of Independence where they found the glasses. You know what I'm talking about? They squeezed the lemon juice on the Declaration of Independence. You got to Nick Cage, whatever that movie was. It's somewhere, because in every jury room you go in, the chairs rock. The jury chairs rock. I don't think this was always the case. I don't know if rocking technology it may have come a long way. I'm a relatively young man. 39 years old. I wasn't trying cases in the 50s in Alabama. It's possible, and I'm not just talking about Alabama. I've been in courtrooms in 10 or 11 states. They all rock. The jury box always rocks. As a result, jurors will start to rock when they're in agreement with you. Whoever started this trend of rocking chairs in a jury box should be commended. I don't know if all lawyers have picked up on this, but I've sure noticed it. When you're sitting there at the defendant's table and the prosecutor's up there and the prosecutor's making a particularly damning point about your client, I don't watch the prosecutor. I don't watch the jurors' faces. I don't watch the judge. I don't watch the evidence. I'm looking out of the corner of my eye. Are they rocking? Because when they're rocking, you kind of knock the table and say, buddy, you toast. You're not going to get out of here. There's nothing we can say to counter that rock. They rocking. And let me tell you, yesterday, yes, National Treasure, that was the name of the movie. Yes, yesterday, they were rocking. Yesterday, they were rocking. The President of the United States is incredibly popular. Incredibly, incredibly popular. And I don't think people at the local level are being swayed at all. I know that they're saying he's got a 40% approval rating nationally and all that. That's including like his 8% approval rating in states he'll never win anyway, like New York and California. Oh, I found something cool. Oh, man, that just reminded me. I found something really, really cool. And now let's see if I can put my finger on it. I found a map of every state, how they would have voted with different demographics. I'll never be able to find this in my email. I emailed it to myself, but I'll never be able to find it. If, you know how they show like red states and blue states and all this kind of stuff? I found a map of every single state if how they would have voted if only black people voted for president. If only white people voted for president. If only white men voted for president. If only white women voted for president. If only college-educated people voted for president. If only uncollege-educated people voted for president. It was the most informative, dare I say entertaining, because I surely entertained myself reading it, map I've ever seen. Do you know, if only black people voted for president, or only is it people of color? It lumped black people, Hispanics, Asians, everybody into one thing. Non-whites. If only non-whites voted for president, Donald Trump would have lost all 50 states and the District of Columbia. And if only white people would have voted for president, it was like Donald Trump would have won every state except Oregon and Washington and like Vermont. I can't remember exactly what the states were. I'd have to look at it. But he would have won California and New York if only white people could vote. And even if it was only white women, he still would have been elected in a landslide. I got to find the map. I'm going to screw it up by talking about it from memory. I just saw it the other day. I emailed it to myself. It shouldn't be terribly difficult to find. Who's this?
It's Jersey.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, you're pretty much a doctor, right? You know, you've had a lot of kids, so you've You relate to symptoms, right?
The doctor is in, if that's what you're asking.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I got these little white round blotches all over my body. And I've been to 7 doctors in Alabama, all up and down. I went to Birmingham. I went to Huntsville. No one can figure it out.
White blotches?
Well, they're like little round things.
Now, like the size of a pencil eraser or like the size of a silver dollar?
Exactly.
All and over your body? Like more than 10 of them?
Oh, yeah. All over the place.
More than 100?
Yeah.
Are they on the soles of your feet and your hands?
No, not on my feet, no.
Are they on the tops of your feet?
But anyway, let me get to the story. My wife, who's very good with this stuff, figured it out.
Oh.
It's ringworm.
Are you serious?
I'm loaded with it. Well, and none of the doctors knew how to treat it in Alabama.
How do you get rid of it?
I don't know. This is a joke, man.
Oh, okay.
What about Sanchez, right?
Hold on, what?
Didn't she say that the people in Alabama were loaded with ringworm and no one knew how to take care of it?
Who are you talking about?
That jerk up in New York.
Cortez? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I didn't hear her say people in Alabama are loaded with ringworm. I've never heard of such.
She said all these billionaires are around, and the people in Alabama...
Hell, you had me putting on my doctor hat here. I'm thinking dots all over his body.
My son told me you're good at that.
Well, I was getting there. That's why I wanted to know if it was on your hands and your feet.
You were suiting up, weren't you?
I had my white coat. I was ironing it while you were talking. I had the ironing board out. I was waiting on the iron to warm up so I could get the wrinkles out. Do doctors wear white coats anymore?
Oh, yeah.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. Those are good guys.
Why do they wear...
How did she get so much press?
She's attractive. She's physically attractive.
Yeah.
Sex sells, even in politics. She's an unexpected story, and I don't think the press wants to be... They want to be able to control her and co-opt her.
Lots of luck.
Well, no, here's the deal. What's the problem with Donald Trump? It's not his beliefs. Those are problematic, but those aren't the problems with Donald. From the media's perspective, from the globalist perspective, from the establishment perspective, the problem with Donald Trump isn't that he believes what he believes. It's that he can't be co-opted by them to change his position on these issues.
And does that piss him off?
Oh, it kills him. But they want to make sure they don't have that same problem with Ocasio-Cortez. The reason they can't do it with Trump is he's 70 years old and a billionaire. She's 29.
Yeah.
And what they want to tell her is the same thing they tell T-Swift and all these other pop stars who previously used to keep their mouths shut, and now all of a sudden they're coming out as big libs. They tell you, and this goes for all of Hollywood, I can make you and I can break you. You play ball with us, we're going to make you a star. We're going to put you on every newscast. We're going to have you on the front page in magazines. You're good looking. She is attractive. I mean, anyone thinks she's not attractive is crazy. She's very attractive.
She's got a bubbly personality.
Oh, let me tell you, she may not be she's sharp as a marble, no doubt. But she's cute. She's cute.
Yes, she is.
And so they're going to say, look, we're going to protect you. We're going to coddle you. We're going to, when you say dumb things, we'll come to your aid. We'll bury it. We'll hide it. We'll run it down the Google searches. We're only going to put positive, fluffy stuff up there. But by God, you better play ball with us. Now, don't take this populist leftist rhetoric too far. We don't need another Bernie Sanders on our hands. Bernie Sanders cost us
the most popular.
Yeah, that's why. That's why.
Freshman congresswoman that I've ever seen.
Yeah. No, that's why, though. Because she's 29, she's got a following, and they want to make sure that they control the following. So the globalist corporatist enterprise has put their propaganda wing, their media wing, which is ABC, CBS, NBC, Newsweek, National Review, I mean, right and left, Fox News. They get it all in there to say, look, you guys, go out, here are your marching orders. You make Ocasio-Cortez a star. You make her a star. And you fawn over her. You make her, I mean, bigger than life. She's a rock star. Her first floor speech on Congress broke the record for the most viewed video ever on C-SPAN.
Wow.
And it's all because they build her up. It's all because they build her. It's the same reason they build up these dingbat pop stars who can't sing, can't write music, can't play instruments. They're just a pretty face.
Yeah.
And they say, look, you're a pretty face. We're going to make you a star. But you better play ball with our politics. Don't get squirrely or we'll bury you.
Get squirrely. horribly. Well, you know what? She's like an old Democrat. Definitely an old liberal who's got these things that, well, the millionaires and billionaires, they can pay for everything.
Text I got, Jersey. She did say people in Alabama have ringworm. She pulled it out of her ass. The statement, not the ringworm. I got to run. This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Guys, get over there. The special this week, the carbonara with bacon. $9 with a salad. $9 carbonara with bacon. Real carbonara. Not that oily, watery, milky, white crap that people pawn off as carbonara. Real Italian carbonara with bacon. $9 with a salad. I'll tell you a little bit more about the lunch menu as we get closer to the lunch hour. But Midtown Pizza Kitchen is a very generous sponsor of hour number one of this program. I encourage you to visit either of their locations, up in Prattville or Midtown Montgomery. We'll be back.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There are things in life that no one has to know. The websites you visit, the ex you still think about, the things you tell your pets when nobody's home. And if you have bladder control issues, you can add that to the list. Because now there's Willow. Willow is premium absorbent underwear for modern women and men. It's lightweight and disposable. Just wear and toss them. And it's discreet. Willow looks and feels like regular underwear with an inner layer that keeps you dry and secure. No crinkle sounds, no wrinkly fabric. Order from the privacy of your home and we'll ship them to you in a plain box, so no one has to know. If you struggle with incontinence, your secret's safe with Willow. Now you can try Willow for free when you go to willowfree.com. Just pay for shipping. Willow will send your first box free so you can try them before your subscription starts. But only at willowfree.com. willowfree.com. That's willowfree.com.
Well, McDonald's has sold billions of hamburgers. Well, at Marguerite's, unfortunately, we've only sold over 150 million diamonds. You got to be kidding me. How do you come up with that number? Lyle's been in this business for over 50 years selling jewelers throughout the world. Lyle's worked for the Army Air Force Exchange Services, or the Sam's Club. He sold to Zales. He sold to all kinds of people. More than 150 million diamonds. Come to Marguerite's. You're going to get the right diamond at the right price. We mean it. Thank you.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba.
All right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Third generation family in the car business run by people who are not car people. Is this a disaster in the making? Not at all. On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, Saturday at noon on News Talk 93.1.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Wet at times today and tonight with periods of rain and maybe even a few thunderstorms. High temperature today up to about 64. It's going to be a windy day. And then tonight will turn colder. I think the bulk of the rain ends just after midnight. Overnight low 38. Tomorrow becoming mostly sunny, windy, cold. High temperature only in the upper 40s. Low tomorrow night around 30. on Friday. A cold day, high temperature barely into the mid-40s, sunshine. We'll be in the 20s on Friday night, and Saturday will be a chilly day with a high of 51 and more sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey, Montgomery, this is attorney Saj Grubbs inviting you to our free estate planning workshop, Wills vs. Trust, on January 22nd and 25th. Call 649-4911 to register.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Greatest products I've ever seen produced. I just learned of it moments ago, and I'm going to talk about it in a minute. I cannot believe this got past me. Of course, the dateline, what's the date here? 23rd, so it just came out yesterday, the story. Our number, 272922, today's the 23rd. The story came out on the 22nd in Yahoo Lifestyle. I'm going to talk about it in a second, but I do want to tell everybody first, my man Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers, he is heading tomorrow, mañana, to a vintage watch and jewelry sale in Miami, Florida. Now, there are three great cities in America for jewelry. Everyone knows about New York and L.A. Everyone knows. Here's the key to having a good jewelry city. And this is one of the reasons why Montgomery's an okay jewelry city. But this is why Troop has to go to places like Miami and L.A. and New York. Everyone knows that that you can get great jewelry at Heirloom Jewelers. But to have great jewelry, to have good heirloom antique quality jewelry, a good stock of it, not the occasional piece that comes in, because there are some great pieces in Montgomery that come into his store that he buys right here in town. But the key is to have had many, many millionaires back before the 1920s. Because after the 1920s, great jewelry, they didn't make it the same way. It's not as handcrafted, it's not as deliberate, it's not as intricate. You can tell a ring by looking at it almost immediately if it was before the 1920s or after. Because before the 1920s, in today's dollars, they would spend around $4,000 or $5,000 just on the place setting, just on the setting itself, before they would even drop a diamond in there that might be worth $5,000 or $10,000. So you might have a $10,000 or $15,000 ring, but the diamond is only about a third or a half of the value of the ring. They don't do that anymore. Now the setting might be worth 10% of what the total ring is worth. The diamond is what everybody's after. Well, what people are starting to realize is the vintage look is amazing, but they don't want to. No jeweler is going to spend that much money creating these settings anymore. So what Troop Booth and others have figured out is you can buy the settings made in the 1880s, 1890s, 1900s, 1910s, 1920s. You can buy those settings at a fraction of what they were selling for back in 1910. Because no one really values the settings anymore. And then you put your diamond in it, and boom, you have this beautiful, beautiful ring at a great cost. I mean, a great, great price to the customer. That's what he does at Heirloom Jewelers. He's going to Miami for that sale. Miami's an international city. So you got all these people from international communities that have all this beautiful jewelry all over the world. They bring it to Miami, and they sell it at these shows. And that's where he's headed. Call him. Get by there. Do whatever you have to do. Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road. Talk to him today before he goes jewelry shopping tomorrow. Talk to him today. He's going to be gone. They're going to be closed Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Monday of next week, because he's going to be in Miami buying beautiful stuff to bring back for you. So when he gets back on Tuesday, think of what he's going to have. It's going to be incredible, absolutely incredible. Troop Booth, Heirloom Jewelers, generous sponsor of this program. All right, here's what I found. The greatest product I've ever seen. Pre-infected tissues to get you ready for flu season. Now, everybody, you know, I'm surprised anyone's left in this audience. Because 80,000 people last year supposedly died from the flu. That's a lie. 80,000 people supposedly died from the flu. That's a lie. You know how I know it's a lie? Nobody keeps stats of how many people die from the flu. Not the city government, not county, not statewide, federal government. There is no stat keeping available for how many people die from the flu. You know how they come up with a number every year? I'll give you a second to think about it. Think about it. You hear the number every year. 80,000 people died of the flu last year. I'll give you a second to think about it. Thank you. Are your answers locked in? How much did you wager? How do they come up with the number of people who die from the flu annually? I've looked this up. I looked it up this year when I went looking for how the hell did they calculate 80,000 people died last year from the flu? So immediately I do what you do with any death. I mean, they keep track of suicides, gun violence. They keep track of HIV deaths, superbug deaths, hospital error. You would be surprised how many people die in hospitals of error. I mean, error. Not like you go in the hospital and you get sick and die. Like, they didn't mean for you to die, but you died. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, like, they gave you the wrong drug. Or they gave you an infection or something. Didn't use sanitary procedures. It's like six figures worth of people every year. It's crazy. yet that's where everybody runs to have babies. You know, I didn't quite figure that one out yet. You know how they come up with the number? I went looking for it. The CDC does not keep this figure. Then I thought, well, maybe county and states do, and you just got to add it all together. So I looked it up. Almost no county or state keeps track of these numbers. A few do, but almost none keep track of flu death. The answer is as simple as you believe it is. How they come up with the number of people who die annually from the flu, they make it up. I kid you not. They make it up. And it changes year over year. It's the damnedest thing I've ever seen. And then the press just repeats it as fact. You guys realize how little on the press actually is grounded in fact? You talk about fake news. Go back and look at the headlines. You'll see them. 80,000 people died of the flu last year. And then after this flu season, about March or April, May, whenever flu season, whenever vitamin D levels kick back up because the sun's able to produce vitamin D on your skin again, then the flu goes away miraculously. As soon as the flu season's over, as soon as everybody in America is creating vitamin D when they walk to the mailbox again, those that don't overuse the sunscreen. There's those that use sunscreen so much they can't get vitamin D and they get sick and die. They get cancer and stuff. It's the great paradox of progress. You put the sunscreen on to prevent cancer and then you die of cancer because you don't have any vitamin D in your body. And your cells go crazy. Aneuploidy theory. Look it up. But you'll hear some number. They'll have a number. 64,000 people died of the flu. 113,000 people died of the flu this year. They just make it up. It's a factor of basically how many people die and how many more people die in the winter months than die in the summer months, and then they kind of do some subtraction. And they assume if you die in the winter months, some percentage of those people died from the flu because the flu is so terrible. It's the worst thing in the world. They make it up. And then you guys all buy it hook, line, and sinker, and you go out there and you get your flu shot. You get your flu shot, because that's what it's all about. Getting obedience. Who's this?
Red Top.
I didn't even get to the product. Go ahead, Red Top.
Well, I'm amazed at how many new drugs are coming out on TV for all kinds of things. And now we're at our third tier of drugs. First was the drugs that were supposed to help your symptoms, and then the next level of drugs that were supposed to go with the drugs to help your symptoms, and now we have the third level of drugs to unconstipate you from the first and second level of drugs that were supposed to help you. So, and it's rampant. I see two or three new drugs advertised every week for all kinds of conditions that people do not need to take medicine for. And none of these are cures. They're only symptomatic relief, which causes all kinds of other issues. So these pharmaceutical companies have really got a vicious cycle going here, man. And, you know, they got the government's complete approval and blessings doing all this stuff. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. Go, hey, Red Top, follow the record of candidates who've come out against direct-to-consumer advertising and see how they fare in their elections.
Yeah. This is consumer advertising to the consumer.
Let me tell you, if I was Martha Roby and I was scared of a challenger, I would put a plant in the race. This is what I would do. This is the political consultant to me coming out. That's been called a dirty trickster, but I don't like that term. I'm not a dirty trickster. I think about things outside the box. But here's what I would do. I would plant somebody, a cousin or a friend of a friend, somebody like that, and I would have them open a website, nodirecttoconsumeradvertising.com. And I would have them be the direct-to-consumer killer And I would have them go on tour and go announce the running press releases to all the major press agencies and see if you can get any headlines about how I'm running for office. And my one plank of my platform is I'm going to end direct-to-consumer advertising from the pharmaceutical industry. And I'm going to open up vaccines to be able to be sued by the consumers who are harmed by them. Your opponent, Martha, if your opponent is saying that, you will be so flush with cash. Martha Roby would be swimming in campaign cash. So if she's ever concerned about being challenged again, she needs to have an opponent come out anti-vaccine, anti-direct-to-consumer advertising, and say that we're going to open up, we're going to do away with the law that says you can't sue vaccine manufacturers. We're going to do away with that, and we're going to put them on fair ground with everybody else, the tobacco companies, gun companies, and everything else.
Even the tobacco stuff has been severely exaggerated. And you know what's, let me tell you what's interesting about this. Now that marijuana is being legalized for smoking and all that, you don't hear a damn thing about any kind of lung effects from smoking at all. So you know, I'm still convinced cancer was caused by nuclear tests across the planet. Most of it was. It's gonna be here for a while, and they have no intention of curing it. Too much of a money horse for the whole industry. So gotta watch out for these guys. I'm like you. You're one of the three few people I can talk to that understand this program.
I got you. You and I see eye to eye. I don't agree with everything you say, but we certainly understand each other. We'll be back.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses?
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out. Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 4949 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 4949. Avant.com, code 4949.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight. I don't want to lose your love tonight. I
back into news and views. Just 3 minutes now to the top of the hour. Hour number one almost completely a part of history. We will save it for posterity on the podcast website, podcast.newstalk931.com. You can get it on the Podbean app. I think also Joey may be working on trying to get everything moved over to iTunes at some point. I don't know if that's going to be successful or not. I don't know. They have weird little rules. Weird little rules. All right, our number 272-9228. Mr. Sandman. Not Mr. Sandman, the kid with the MAGA hat that was waiting on the bus at the Lincoln Memorial. They got accosted by the middle-aged Native American fella. Now that his name was Sandman too. And the president made a great joke. He talked about waking up from the dream. Now, I never thought it was a reference to his last name, Sandman. I thought it was a reference to the fact that he did it at the foot of the Lincoln Memorial. What famous speech was given at the foot of the Lincoln Memorial that referenced the word dream? One of the great speeches of all time. One of the most important speeches in American history. I have a dream. I thought that was the dream he was referencing. I didn't even catch the guy's name was Sandman. But we have our own Mr. Sandman right here in the River Region. That's David Justice. David Justice over at Mr. Sandman is a legend. The guy is an absolute legend. He has 18 separate times, representing 18 different years, been voted the single best mattress store in the city of Montgomery. Or in the River Region, rather. The single best mattress store in the River Region. That's tough to do. How does he do it? Expert service. His people are not pushy. They know everything, but they're not pushy, and they're not arrogant. He also has expert inventory selection. You should see how he goes about selecting mattresses, which mattresses are going to grace the showroom of Mr. Sandman. And it's all about quality and price. He wants the best mattress he can get at the best price points, all the different price points. You want to go in there and buy the Ferrari or the Cadillac model? You can. You want to buy the entry-level model? You can. And he doesn't judge you, and they don't care which one you buy. They're going to get the best fit for you. Mr. Sandman on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Highway 14 in Millbrook and on the Atlanta Highway, right here in beautiful Montgomery, right across from Dairy Queen. A captain in Tennille? Didn't one of these people die recently? Didn't the captain die recently? I think in the last couple weeks? Anyway, it's 10 o'clock. We'll be back.